兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上要用以马内利的应许跟大家来查考。
So like I, tonight, I would like to study with all of you the topic of the sign of Emmanuel.
那我们在读经的时候，我们是现在读以赛亚书。
When reading the Bible, we first read Isaiah.
那如果是按照进度，应该是读第六章。
And according to our schedule, we should be on chapter 6.
因为第六章这个以赛亚先知他所见到的异象呢，我们一般在聚会的时候，领会的人常常会提到，所以我们对这一章比较熟悉。
And we are very familiar with Isaiah chapter 6 because it is often mentioned in sermons.
那所以今天晚上呢，想要用第七章跟第八章呢，有关于以马内利这个很重要的应许，跟大家来查考分享。
So tonight I would like to study with all of you a very important promise, which is Emmanuel, recorded in chapter 7 and 8.
那虽然我们还没有读经，还没有读到这一卷，但是我们今天晚上先查考之后呢，我们接下来在读的时候比较了解它这里面以马内利所带给我们真正的含义。
Even though we are yet to read this chapter, if we study it first, then we will be able to truly understand the meaning behind it.
因为以马内利这个词，我们基督徒常常用，我们也都知道它的意思。
Because this word Emmanuel is often used by Christians, and we all know the meaning.
但是它其实不是只有一般我们所讲的说，哦，所以神与我们同在。
But it goes beyond God with us.
但是神到底怎么样跟我们同在的？
How is it that God is with us?
为什么我们觉得说神与我们同在，就是耶稣基督的恩典？
And why do we feel like this is the grace of Jesus Christ that God is with us?
那所以以赛亚书它被称为旧约的福音书里面，它很重要的一点就是在它很多信息都在指着耶稣基督。
And the book of Isaiah is very important in the Old Testament because it has a lot of messages regarding Jesus Christ.
有关于耶稣基督是由童女怀孕生下来的这件事情，在第七章里面就预言了。
And it was prophesied in chapter 7 how Jesus Christ was conceived by a virgin.
那既然第七章以赛亚当时候是有一个历史事实，那表示说在当时候他一定有一件事件，那所以才会引发有这个预兆，然后才会在将来的耶稣诞生的时候来应验实现。
And because something happened in history, this resulted in this prophecy concerning the birth of Jesus Christ.
那有关于这个预言的应验，通常都会发现有两重意义，就是在当世代它会应验一次，然后在后来在属灵的意义上会再重新出现一次。
And we know for these prophecies, they are to become true and be fulfilled, and they also have a spiritual meaning behind it.
所以我们现在看第七章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 7, verse 1.
这个是乌西亚的孙子约坦的儿子犹大王亚哈斯在位的时候，亚兰王利逊和利玛利的儿子以色列王比加上来攻打耶路撒冷，却不能攻取。读一下。
Verse 1, now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it.
这个是犹大王是约哈斯在位的时候，这件事情发生的时间点大概在公元前734年或735年的时候发生的。
So this happened during the reign of King Uzziah, the king of Judah, which happened around 734 BC.
亚哈斯王是亚哈斯的时候。
During the time of King Ahaz.
那这个当时候的以色列王是比加。
And at that time, the king of Israel was Pekah.
好，那亚兰王就是现在的叙利亚，那时候亚兰王叫做利逊。
And at the time, the king of Syria was Rezin.
那当时候其实是有一个，为什么会这亚兰王跟以色列王两个联合起来要来攻打犹大王呢？
And why is it that the king of Syria and the king of Israel, they will come together to attack the king of Judah?
那时候是因为亚述这个国家很强，从东方啊，两河流域那边一直往西方前进，所以很多国家都被他攻取了。
It was because at that time Assyria was very strong and they kept invading from the east to the west.
那后来当时候这个 亚述是一个大威胁，所以亚兰王跟以色列王呢，他们当时候希望说要联合犹大王三国一起去抵抗亚述王。
And because Syria was such a great threat, this is why the other kings decided to come together to defeat Syria.
可是当时候亚哈斯就是当时候的犹大王，他拒绝跟这个亚兰跟以色列联合同盟来对抗亚述。
By the time Ahaz, the king of Judah, he denied joining forces of the king of Israel to defeat the king of Syria.
所以亚兰王跟以色列王两个就合起来要来攻打犹大国了。
So in return, the king of Syria and the king of Israel, they joined forces to defeat the king of Judah.
那他来攻打犹大，可是又不能攻取，所以这是两军在僵持的时候。
And so he came to make war against him, but they could not prevail.
那这件事情在历史的事迹呢，在列王记下十六章跟历代志下的二十八章，你都可以看到这个历史。
And this historical event is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 16 and also in 2 Chronicles.
好，那这件战争的事情，第二节就有人来告诉大卫家说，亚兰跟以法莲已经同盟了，王的心和百姓的心就都跳动，好像林中的树被风吹动一样。
Verse 2, and it was told to the house of David, saying, Serious forces are deployed in Ephraim. So his heart and the heart of his people were moved, as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind.
那这表示当时候这个整个犹大国跟王很害怕，很恐惧。
That means that at the time, the kingdom Judah and the king himself were afraid.
因为他现在是两国联军要来攻打他，所以他现在心情害怕的样子，就像风，树林被风吹动，所以他没有办法平稳安静，一直想到说危险就来到了，怎么办
？Because at that time, two nations had joined forces to attack them, so there was impending danger. So that is why they were fearful, as if they were like trees in the wind.
那第三节，当时候神就对以赛亚先知说了：“你跟你的儿子施雅雅述出去，到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈斯。”
Verse 3, then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jehub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool.
那这个是神主动请以赛亚先知去见这个亚哈斯王，他知道他在哪里。
So the Lord himself had told Isaiah to go and meet Ahaz, and he knew where he was.
那当时候这个亚哈斯呢，他应该是在对这个战争做准备，所以他到上池的水沟头，应该就是要去做那个防御工事，免得敌军哦来把他们的水，他们流过耶路撒冷城那个水哦把它堵住，所以他们当然要去准备啊敌人的攻击。
So the time King Ahaz was making preparations for an attack, so he actually went to the aqueduct from the upper pool so that he can prevent the forces from blocking the source of water.
神特别跟以赛亚说，带着你的儿子施雅雅述一起去。
And so the Lord instructed Isaiah to take his son Shear Jashub.
那他的儿子这个大儿子叫施雅雅述，就是余民要归回的意思，剩余的百姓会归回的。
And His son's name Shear Jehub means that the remnant will return.
哦，那这个就是其实神在说明一个事实，神会保守，然后不用担心，会再次的被复兴起来的啦。
And so this is the Lord telling them that this is reality, that they are not to be fearful because God will bring them back.
那以赛亚的名字本来就是神是拯救。
And Isaiah, the name himself means that the Lord, He is the Savior.
那第四节呢，神特别跟以赛亚说，你现在碰到亚哈斯要这样跟他讲，你要谨慎安静，不要因为亚兰王利逊和利玛利的儿子这两个冒烟的火把头所发的烈怒害怕，也不要心里胆怯。
So the Lord told Isaiah to tell Ahaz to take heed and be quiet, do not fear or be faint hearted for these two stubs of smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of
这是神要亚哈斯不要害怕，神给他的安慰。
So the Lord was comforting Ahaz to tell him not to be afraid.
特别跟他说你要谨慎安静，你不要害怕。
And to tell him to take heed and be quiet and do not fear.
只要相信就对了。
It is you only need to believe.
因为这句话里面提到说，这两个亚兰王跟这个以色列王呢，他们是两个冒烟的火把头啊。
Because here in this verse it mentions that the king of Syria and the king of Israel, they are two stubs of smoking firebrands.
那如果是冒烟的火把头，等一下就熄灭了，因为如果是只是冒烟而已，那个火等一下就没有了，就不会热了，不会烫了。
And because they are only smoking firebrands, that means that the fire is about to go out.
哦，你看，如果是那个火把在烧的时候，它是有火焰的，但是如果是冒烟的，表示没有火焰的，等一下不久它就熄了。所以他意思就是说，这两个王等一下就不见了，不要害怕了。
And so when you see a torch burning, it has fire, but a torch with smoke means that it is about to diminish and go out.
所以当时候神要这个亚哈斯王呢，心里要安静，你等候神啊，这个两个王不会变成威胁，你不用胆怯。
So the time the Lord wanted Ahaz to know to take heed and be quiet in his heart, to not be afraid and to wait for the Lord.
第五节是说，因为亚兰跟和以法莲就代表就是以色列，并利玛利的儿子设恶魔要害你。
Verse 5, because Syria, Ephraim, which is Israel, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you.
然后第六节是说，我们可以上去攻击犹大，扰乱他，攻破他，在其中立他比勒的儿子为王。
Verse 6, let us go up against Judah and trouble it, and let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves, and set a king over them, the son of Tabal.
那这个他比勒的儿子这个人应该就是主张要跟亚兰跟以色列同盟的那个啊那个主要人物。那现在这两个联两国联军想要立这个人来取代亚哈斯做王吗？
And so the son of Tabal is the person that the king of Judah and Rezin, they wanted to make him king in place of Ahaz.
所以这个人不是这个大卫后代的人。
And so this person is not a descendant of David.
这个人只是比较倾向说要同意亚兰跟以色列，希望犹大跟这两个国联合来抵抗亚述的这个主要人物。
But he is a key character because he supported them coming together to defeat the king of Syria.
这是以色列王跟亚兰王的那个计谋，他们想要这样做的。
And so this is the plot that the king of Judah and Syria had made.
第七节，所以主神这样说，他说：“这所谋的必立不住，也不得成就。”
Verse 7, thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass.
然后第八节说，原来亚兰的守城是大马色，大马色的首领是利逊，65年之内，以法莲必然破坏，不再成为国民。
Verse 8, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken, so that it will not be a people.
然后第九节说，以法莲的守城是撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的首领就是利玛利的儿子。你们若是不信，定然不得立稳。
Verse 9, the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you would not believe, surely you should not be established.
那这个就是当时候神给这个亚哈斯的安慰的内容。
So this is the content of how the Lord comforted the King Ahaz.
就是你不用害怕，他们要谋害你的这个计谋不会成就的。
And he was telling him not to be afraid that the plot that they had made would not come true.
给他一个时间说，65年之内，这个以法莲这个就不存在，你不用担心了。
And within 65 years, Ephraim would no longer exist.
不再成为国民，也就是说他的国家基本上不再存在了。
And they would no longer be a people, which means that their nation would no longer exist.
但是第九节他后面强调说，你们若是不信的话，必然不得立稳啊。
But the latter portion of verse 9, it says, if you would not believe, surely you should not be established.
那表示说神，如果相信神的应许，就可以立稳嘛。
That is to say that if you believe in God's promise, then it will be established.
那当时候神第十节那里了。又特别晓谕亚哈斯说，这个是神现在直接跟亚哈斯讲的。
In verse 10, moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz. So the Lord was speaking directly to Ahaz.
第九节前面那一段是透过以赛亚先知所说的信息。
Before in verse 9 and above verse 9, this is the message that was spoken through the prophet Isaiah.
好，第十节以后是神直接跟亚哈斯说，啊，第十一节你向主你的神求一个兆头。或求显在深处，或求显在高处。
So from verse 10 onwards, the Lord was speaking directly to King Ahaz, and he said, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above.
也就是说神应许给这个王说呢，那个这两个威胁绝对不会存在，所以你如果需要，你如果不相信，你可以有一个求一个征兆，这个征兆一定会实现，所以你一定相信，可以相信神啊，不会放弃你的。
So the Lord had given him a promise that the two threats would not come and it would not come true. And so he was saying that if you do not believe this, then you can ask for a sign, and the sign will come true so that you can believe.
这是神体恤的这个亚哈士的软弱，所以特别给他这个有这个恩典，可以祈求一个兆头来验证神讲的话。
And so the Lord was understanding of the weakness of King Ahaz, so he gave him this grace to be able to ask for a sign.
但是第十二节，亚哈斯说：“我不求，我也不试探主神。”
But in verse 12, Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord."
哦，那这里就觉得很奇怪，为什么这个亚哈斯他神给他这么一个机会，他为什么放弃呢？
So it might be very strange. Why did Ahaz give up this opportunity that the Lord gave him?
其实我们如果看历史记载，我们就发现当时候。亚哈士王已经心里定义了，他其实要去找亚述来对抗亚兰国跟以色列国了。他当时亚述就是 Assyria。
Okay, so at the time, if we look at history, we will understand why Ahaz said this. It is because at the time he had already made up in his mind to go to join forces with Assyria to defeat Syria and Judah.
现在亚兰国跟以色列国他们。想要联合犹大，目的就是要对抗亚述国。
So the main reason why Syria and Judah were going against Israel is because they wanted to defeat Assyria.
哦，是亚兰国跟以色列国，他们想要联合犹大去对抗亚述啊。
And so they wanted to join forces in order to defeat Assyria.
但是犹大不要跟他们联合。
But Judah wanted to join forces with them.
现在犹大他现在面对这两国来攻打他的时候，他想反过来想要去找亚述来帮忙，然后对抗这两个比较小的国家。
But now that Judah was facing these two nations, he wanted to join forces with Assyria to go and defeat them.
那所以当时候，这个亚哈士的意思其实就是说，我现在不要神插手，他想要走他自己的路，他就是觉得靠亚述王比较安全。
So at that time, what he has meant was that he did not want the Lord to intervene because he felt more safe going and joining forces with Assyria.
其实他当时候那个亚哈斯王已经做了一件很愚蠢的事情了。
But at that time, King Ahaz had already done a very foolish thing.
我们现在看一下列王记下第十六章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 16.
列王记下第十六章。
2 Kings chapter 16.
后来这件事情是亚哈斯拒绝了神的这个他给他这个机会的时候他所做的事了。
So this records what Ahaz did after he rejected the opportunity the Lord gave him.
第16章的第七节。
Chapter 16 verse 7.
亚哈斯差遣使者去见亚述王提格拉庇列瑟说，我是你的仆人，你的儿子，现在亚兰王和以色列王攻击我，求你来救我脱离他们的手。
Verse 7, so Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant, your son, come up and save me from the hand of the king of Syria and from the hand of the king of Israel, who will rise up against me.
那第八节就说，亚哈士就将神殿里的和王宫里府库里所有的金银都送给亚述王为礼物了。
Verse 8, and Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and sent it as a present to the king of Assyria.
这个你就是看到当时候这个亚哈斯王他心里在想什么。
And so you know what was going on in the heart of King Ahaz at the time.
他已经自己认为说他是亚述的那个臣仆了，所以他现在一直想要去求亚述王，他依靠那个看得见的那个后好像很强的势力。
And so at the time he had already acknowledged himself as a servant of the king of Assyria, and so he was relying on something that he could see, which was Assyria.
所以呢，你看神要给他保证，要给他安慰，叫他说你不用害怕，说这个犹大王他就听不下去了。
So when the Lord wanted to give him a sign to comfort him, King Ahaz no longer could accept it.
啊，结果他就不要求，他说我不试探神，看起来好像说哦他。他很有信心，其实他是非常没有信心的。
And so when he says, I will not test the Lord, it seems on the surface that he is full of faith, but in reality, he lacked faith.
他的意思就是, 我不相信神的应许。
And he was actually saying, I do not believe in the promise of the Lord.
他也不需要神来介入这件事情了。
And I do not need the Lord to intervene.
那结果第17节, 我们现在看回来, 以赛亚书第七章的第15节。
If we turn back to...
13节, 对不起。
If we turn back to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13,
以赛亚就说了，大卫家，你们当听，你们使人厌烦岂算小事，还要使我的神厌烦吗？
Then he said, Hear now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also?
你看以赛亚先知知道这件事以后，他就觉得哇，你这个犹大大卫家，你们让人厌烦就算了，现在还要让神厌烦呢。 意思就这样子。
And so when Isaiah heard this, he thought, O house of David, is it not enough that you worry men, but now you must worry the Lord also?
所谓厌烦，让人厌烦，就是他们不听这个犹大王，他不听当时候以赛亚先知所讲的信息，不相信人讲的话。
And to worry means that at the time, King Ahaz, he did not believe the message that was given to him.
这个亚哈斯王的反应也正应验了，当时候神要派遣以赛亚去传警告的时候，就跟他说了，你去讲，但是人家不听。And
actually, the reaction that King Ahaz gave, the Lord had already said that to Isaiah that when you go preach this message to him, he would not listen.
所以这个第六章第十节以后的第十九节以后的那个应验，就是以赛亚真的他经历的。 他讲的这么清楚，但是这个百姓就是不听，不接受。And
so even though Isaiah had spoke so clearly, starting from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10 onwards, the people did not listen.
但是现在是神自己跟亚哈斯王讲，他还是不听。So
even though God personally spoke to King Ahaz, he still did not listen.
所以这个以赛亚先知就说：“哦，你们还要使我的神厌烦吗？”
And that is why Isaiah said, "Do you worry my God also?"
那表示说他就是拒绝了神的。
That means he rejected the grace that God had given him.
啊，这个就是非常一个非常愚昧的动作。And
this is a very foolish action.
那当时候，你看他当时候讲完以后，第十四节啊，因此现在主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名叫做以马内利。Verse
14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
这里是说主自己给你们的兆头。This
is a sign that the Lord himself gave.
所以透过以赛亚先知传达说，现在神要让你知道，神的旨意一定会实现，这个这两个冒烟的火把头一定会除去的。And
so through the prophecy that Isaiah gave, he was trying to tell them that the promise of the Lord will come true, and these two stubs of smoking firebrands would actually diminish.
那他现在说会有童女怀孕生孩子哦，要给他取名叫做以马内，取这个名字的意思就是神与我们同在。And
so a virgin shall conceive and bear a son called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
那第十五节是说到他晓得弃恶折善的时候，他必吃奶油和蜂蜜。
Verse 15, curds and honey he shall eat, and he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good.
然后第16节, 因为在这个孩子还不晓得弃恶择善之先，你所憎恶的那恶王之地必自见弃。
Verse 16, for before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings.
那这个这里所讲的这一个预兆啊，对当时候的。 亚哈斯王来说是有意义的。So
at that time, this had meaning for the king of Ahaz.
因为通常我们在看这一段圣经的时候，我们都直接看到了哦，那这个以马内利就是后来的主耶稣基督降生的时候所讲的事。Often
when we read this, we see Emmanuel as Jesus Christ.
但其实当时候对当代的犹大国来说，神已经给他们这个兆头，就是要让他们清楚的发现，在这个孩子还不会。 还不会分别善恶以前呢，哈，那个这两个亚兰国的王跟以色列的国王就已经被打败了。
And so there was a purpose in God telling them this, and this was to tell the kingdom of Judah that before the child would know good from evil, the two nations will already be diminished.
当时候神给他的兆头有两层的意思。
And so at the time, the sign had two levels of meaning.
那这个意思就是，你看你会发现有一个，就是一个孩子出现，这个孩子的出现就代表神的应许是每一句话都事实，都会发生的。
The first is that the prophecy concerning the child would come true and be fulfilled, and that is to say that that word of God is true.
第二个就是神说，神已经应许说，安慰说，你不用，你谨慎安静，你不要害怕。这两个王哦，他一定会被打败的，所以他对你不会威胁，所以你可以放心好了。
And the second is for them to take heed, because the two kings will be defeated and they will no longer be a threat to them.
那个时候你就可以得到平安了，也就是说神会与你同在的。
And at the time they will receive peace and the Lord will be with them.
那这个孩子的取这个名字是神与我们同在，表示说你真的会看到这个很平安的景象。
And the name Emmanuel, God with us, means that they will see this very peaceful, sign.
好，这个是我们现在先把这两节先看到这里。之后第十七节，神他说，神必使亚述王来攻击你的日子临到你跟你的百姓，并你的父家，自从以法莲离开犹大以来，未曾有这样的日子。
Verse 17, the Lord will bring the king of Assyria upon you and your people and your father's house, days that have not come since that day that Ephraim departed from Judah.
从十七节以后，这个地方是那个当时候以赛亚先知说的，他说神会兴起亚述王来攻击你。
And so starting from verse 17 onwards, this is what Isaiah told him, that the king of Assyria will come to attack them.
那这个就明显的跟亚哈斯说，你现在想要靠亚述王是靠不住，他反过来要吞吃你，你要小心。
And this is to tell King Ahaz that you want to rely on King of Syria right now, but in the end he will come back to attack you.
从第十八节开始，那个时候神要发嘶声，使埃及江河源头的苍蝇跟亚述的他的疯子飞来，表示说这个亚述大军会来毁灭整个犹大地的。
Verse 18, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will whistle for the fly, that is the furthest part of the rivers of Egypt, and that is to say that the army of Assyria will come to attack them.
那第二十节说，那时候主必用大河外令的剃刀、剃头刀啊，就是亚述王来剃去头发和脚上的毛，并要剃尽胡须。
And in verse 20, in the same day the Lord will shave with a hired razor with those from beyond the river with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and will also remove the beard.
表示说这个亚述王是被神所派来的，要来惩罚这个犹大国跟当时的亚兰国跟以色列国。
And that is to say that Assyria had been sent by the Lord to punish the nation of Judah and Syria and Israel.
那个这个时候亚述大军来的时候，那时候整个国家就荒凉了，田园就荒废了。
And at the time when Assyria comes to defeat, then there will be chaos.
所以第二十一节说，那时候一个人养活一只母牛犊，两只母绵羊呢。21节
In verse 21 it says, it shall be in that day that a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep.
然后第22节说，因为出了羊奶多，他就得吃奶油，在境内所剩的人都要吃奶油和蜂蜜。
22, so it shall be from the abundance of milk they give that he will eat curds, for curds and honey everyone will eat who is left in the land.
表示那个时候人口稀少，很多都被抓了。
That is to say that a lot of people will be captured and the people left will be few.
当时候田园荒废，所以他们也没有什么出产，所以生活变得很贫苦。
And they will not have a lot of crops, and so they will live very hard lives.
然后从一直看到第二十五节，都是在说明他们当时候田园荒废的情况。
And from verse 25 onwards, it talks about the situation at the time.
所以这个其实这在这一章里面那个呀。以赛亚先知他告诉亚哈斯王，你如果想要靠亚述王，你省省吧，不必了。
And so this passage is Isaiah telling King Ahaz that if you want to rely on Assyria, you should not.
那现在这个兆头，神说我自己给你这个兆头，那这个兆头对亚哈斯来说，他当时怎么看到？哦，是的，神讲的话一定会实现。
And so the Lord had given the sign himself to King Ahaz, but how did King Ahaz see that this will come true and be fulfilled?
我们如果接下来去看第八章的时候，我们就发现一件事情，一个孩子就出生了。
If we look in chapter 8, we'll realize that a child was born.
好，第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
神对我说，你去取一个大牌子，拿人所用的笔写上说，马黑尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯。
Verse 1, moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shelah Hasbaz.
那这个这么一串的字的意思就是掳掠树林、啊、抢夺快盗、就是他们很快来 很抢夺的事情很快就来了。
And so these words mean speed the spoil and hasten.、
哦、然后很快那个敌人呢、啊、来把你抢光光了、啊、就是你就看到一个很残酷的景象出现了、
啊。And so very soon these people will come to take all that they have.
这一个名字他说我第二节说我要用诚实的见证人祭司乌利亚和、啊、耶比利加的儿子撒加利亚来记录这事有见证人来见证的。
So in verse 2, we see that there are people who are witnesses. And here it says, and I will take for myself faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah.
好，然后第三节的时候，我以赛亚与妻子同室，他就怀孕生子，神就对我说，给他起名叫做、马黑尔沙拉勒哈斯巴士。
Verse 3, then I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord sent to me, call his name Maher Shelah Hasbaz.
好，然后到第四节一说，因为在这个小孩子不晓得教母之先呢、啊，大马色的财宝和撒玛利亚的掳物必在亚述王面前搬了去了。
Verse 4, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away before the king of Assyria.
当时候，当我们在看到这一段以后，通常我们有时候不会去把它跟第七章的兆头把它连在一起。
So after reading this passage, sometimes we do not link it with the sign that was given in chapter 7.
因为当我们在读马太福音第一章的时候，这个时候、天使直接向约瑟解释了以赛亚先知的预言。
Because if we look at Matthew chapter 1, the angel himself explained the prophecy to Joseph.
我们现在 看回来马太福音第一章的第二十一节。
If we look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 21,
这里在讲他说：“玛利亚要生个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。”
Verse 21, and she will bring forth a son, and she will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
22节说：“这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。”
22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
23节说：“必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。”以马内利翻出来的就是神与我们同在。
Verse 23, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us."
当主耶稣基督来到人间的时候，他就是神与人同在，因为他是神亲临人间。
So when Jesus Christ came into this world, he was God with us because he came into this world.
来救我们离开罪恶。
To save us from our sins.
好，所以主耶稣基督是这个预言的实现，我们很了解。
So we know that Jesus Christ, he is the fulfillment of this prophecy.
但是对当时的亚哈斯王那个时代，为什么先知特别说有一个孩子，你要跟他也要取名叫做以马内利
？And so why is it during the time of King Ahaz that there was a son and they were to call him Emmanuel?
通常我们在读到以赛亚书第七章这个童女怀孕生子的时候，我们都被这个童女的这个字这个意思给限制住了。
And many times when reading Isaiah chapter 7, we are limited by the word virgin.
那其实，在旧约圣经里面，这个有关童女啊，它曾经出现过七次这同一个字眼。
Actually, in the Old Testament, the word virgin appears seven times.
那其中有五次，我们中文都把它翻成童女。
And out of the five times, the translation translates it as virgin.
对，但是另外有两次，它讲的是一般的女子。
But the other two times it talks about it as an ordinary woman.
哦，所以就是许配给丈夫的女子，或者是已经结婚的女子，都是曾经用过这个字眼。
And so they use the same word to describe a woman who was already married or to be married.
所以这个有 有一个女子生孩子之后，你给她取名叫做以马内利呢？这个名字本身就要表达神与我们同在的这个意思，也是神的预言要实现的兆头。
So when this virgin is to bear a son and it will be called Emmanuel, that is to say that the Lord is with us, and this is the sign.
那为什么他说为什么要取名这样？是因为他说，当这个孩子还不会选择弃恶择善的时候，那个他就要吃奶油跟蜂蜜了哈。也就是说，这个来欺负你的这两个王就会被灭掉了。
And so the reason that he was to be given this name is before he knows evil from good, he will be eating curds and honey, which means that these two kings that had plotted against him will be defeated.
也就是说，在不久的将来，你这两个威胁就消除，你就会发现说，神真的与我们同在，所以神的应许会实现，我们不用害怕外来的威胁。
That is to say, in the near future, that these two kings that are threatening you right now will be diminished, and so you do not need to fear.
那其实哦，以赛亚先知他讲了这件事情以后，其实两年以后，他整个国际的情势就改变，当时候了，当时代。
Actually, after this prophecy was given, when Isaiah said this, 2 years later, the whole situation of the nation changed.
两年以后，公元前732年，这个亚述王就攻取的亚兰国，亚兰国就被灭掉了。
So 2 years later, 732 BC, Assyria, the king of Assyria, actually captured the nation of Syria, and they were diminished.
4年之后，就是公元730年，这个以色列王比加就被政变推翻，他被杀了。
And 4 years later, in 730 BC, the king was killed.
好，然后所以亚兰王也死了，然后以色列王也死了。4年之后，这两个王都死掉了。
So in 4 years, the king of Syria and the king of Israel were killed.
然后之后，这个亚述的大军呢，就攻到了犹大国的北边来了，入侵了犹大国。
And later on, the Assyrian army they came into the northern territory of Judah.
所以其实真的在4年之内，就像当时候先知所预言的，这两个王就被撇弃了。
And so, as it was said in the prophecy, within 4 years, these two kings were defeated and diminished.
这同盟国瓦解了，当然他们威胁就不见了。
And of course, the threat had left them.
当时候，这个还亚啊以赛亚先知的这个儿子出生的时候，就是在这个时候。
And at the time, that is when the son of Isaiah was born.
就是这个第八章的第二节所讲的啊，第三节讲的这个儿子的哈。
And it was the son that was recorded in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 3.
因为你看这个儿子，他如果会懂得弃恶择善，大概在什么时候
？And so when does a son know good from evil？
一般来说呢，通常就是他会选择要或不要啊。
It's usually when they can choose if they want it or not.
通常都在表达，大概孩子如果断奶以后，他会吃我们一般桌上的食物的时候，通常他就会选择要或不要吃，要吃或是不要吃的。
And so after a child is weaned, often when they're eating solid food, they would choose whether or not they wanted to eat it.
所以大概其实两年之后，真的那个亚兰国就被亚述国灭掉了。
And it is true that 2 years later, the kingdom of Syria was defeated and diminished by the Assyrians.
当时候神与百姓同在这个事实其实就实现了。
And at that time, God with us was fulfilled for the Israelites.
因为当这两个势力被消灭的时候，他们就得拯救了。这个叫做神与我们同在，神的恩典覆盖了我们。
Because after these two nations were destroyed, then God was with them and He was protecting them.
然后他这个儿子以赛亚的第二儿子，这个叫做马黑尔哈斯哈勒哈沙勒哈斯巴斯，这个意思是说掳掠树林，抢夺快到。
So the second son.Mahar Shala Hashbaz means that the plunder is coming soon.
那其实他这两个掳掠树林、抢夺快盗，指的就是亚兰国跟以色列国，他们要被亚述王毁灭的。
And this refers to the kingdom of Syria and Judah, Israel being defeated by Syria.
他当时候这一个名字的所表达的意思，并不是在讲犹大国会被巴比伦王毁灭。
It is not referring to the kingdom of Judah being destroyed by the Babylonians.
所以当时候这个儿子所 讲出来的意思就是已经在预言亚兰国跟以色列国他们都会被消灭，被亚述国消灭，所以呢他们当时候就会体验到说神的拯救在他们当中实现了。
And so this name means that the kingdom of Syria and Israel will be defeated by Assyria, and so they will feel the salvation of the Lord.
那这个就是第四节那里所说的，这个孩子还不晓得教父教母之前，大马色跟撒玛利亚的财物就被亚述王搬走了。
And that is what is referred in verse 4, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away by the king of Assyria.
所以以赛亚的妻子所生的这个儿子，就是当时候第一次的以马内利在他们 当世代实现的一个预言的兆头。
And so when they gave birth to the son, this was the first sign that God was with them.
那第二次的应验就在主耶稣基督啊，从玛利亚被生下来。
And then the second fulfillment was when Mary gave birth to Jesus.
我们现在对主耶稣基督他所带给我们的恩典，我们都很清楚，神与我们同在。
We're very clear of the salvation and grace that Jesus Christ gives us, and that God is with us.
因为他是要把我们从罪恶里面救出来，主耶稣重点是要把我们救出，从我们罪里面救出来嘛。
Because the main purpose is that Jesus Christ wants to save us from our sins.
但是我们现在如果来看一下以弗所书第四章。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
第四章的第八节
Verse 8
主耶稣基督他做了一件很重要的工作
Jesus Christ he did something very important
四章八节说所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌将各样的 恩赐赏给人
Verse 8 Therefore he says when he ascended on high he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men
主耶稣基督他来把那个仇敌魔鬼践踏在脚下
When Jesus Christ came he took the enemy Satan and put him below his feet
主耶稣他出生前天使所预告的这个事实就是主耶稣基督要即将要把仇敌撒旦把他践踏把他掳掠了
And soThe message that the angels gave was that Jesus Christ he would take hold of Satan and take him captive.
当主耶稣从死里复活，他就得胜死亡，他就已经得胜了仇敌魔鬼。
And when Jesus Christ resurrected, he was victorious over Satan. He was victorious over death.
所以主耶稣来了，这个真正的神与人同在，这个事实就实现，这个救恩就实现了。
And so the salvation it came to be when Jesus Christ gave salvation to all mankind.
我们人类真正的仇敌是魔鬼。
Our true enemy is Satan.
哦，是死亡。
It is death.
因为魔鬼他就是要让人跟神离开，他就要让人沉沦在永远的灭亡里。
Because Satan wants men to dwell in eternal death, and he wants to take men away from God.
所以你看。一般来说，我们如果面对了这个死亡、啊、跟这个魔鬼的攻击，每个人心里都很害怕的。
Because many times when people face death or the attack of Satan, they are very fearful in their hearts.
但是主耶稣的恩典，他让我们可以真的掳掠仇敌，得胜魔鬼。
But the grace of Jesus Christ allows us to defeat our enemy Satan.
哦，所以以马内利，神与人同在，是让我们得胜死亡，让我们胜过魔鬼撒旦。
So Emmanuel, God with us, means that we can be victorious over death and be victorious over our enemy, Satan.
当时候神跟亚哈斯说你不用害怕。
At the time when God told King Ahaz, do not be afraid.
亚哈斯他信不下去。
Ahaz could not believe.
因为他没办法了解说现在我困难在眼前我要等到什么时候这个困难才会发生还要等孩子出现他认为来不及了神的拯救来不及了。
Because at the time he could not comprehend, and he felt like the salvation of the Lord would not come soon enough because he still had to wait for the birth of a child.
他一直眼睛想要看到那个，哇，那个亚述的势力那么强大，一定有办法来帮助我。
And with his own eyes, he could see how strong the army of Assyria was, and that they could help him.
他拒绝之后，神主动的给他这个兆头，这个以马内利这个应许。
He rejected the promise and the sign that God had given him of Emmanuel.
当然，神的这个应许，就是为了将来救恩，耶稣基督来到人间铺了一个就好像下棋下了一步棋在那里，要神的一个计划。
And so this promise was actually in the plan of the Lord, like putting a move on in chess. That he had planned for later on.
那所以以赛亚先知他为他第二个儿子所取的这个名字，他这个儿子其实所讲的就是一个救恩的模型而已，他只是一个表征。
And so for the second son, of Isaiah, this was only a manifestation of salvation.
神真正给我们的是主耶稣基督这个这么好的救恩。
And what God truly gives us is this wonderful salvation.
要让我们得胜魔鬼，得胜死亡。
That we can be victorious over death and Satan.
如果我们今天能够真的对神的应许有信心，
If we are able to have faith in His promise today,
我们就可以不用害怕。
Then we do not need to be afraid.
因为圣经说神要与人同在。
Because the Bible said that God will be with man.
那这个就是当我们今天在耶稣基督里面，我们真的可以很放心。
And so in Jesus Christ today, we can take heart.
每一次我们讲到以马内利的时候，
Every time we speak of Emmanuel,
我们都可以很欢呼啊，高兴啊。
We can rejoice.
因为我们已经得胜死亡。
Because we are victorious over death.
在耶稣里面，我们有盼望。
In Jesus Christ, we have hope.
所以当时候，你看对亚哈斯来说，他丧失了一个非常重要的神给他的恩典。
So King Ahaz, he lost a very important grace that the Lord wanted to give him.
他其实可以不用害怕的。
He actually did not need to fear.
他可以不用去把他所有的财国家里面的金银财宝都送去给亚述。
And he did not need to give all the treasures of his kingdom to the king of Assyria.
但其实他的做法真的所有东西都白费了。
But all his actions were in vain.
最后那个亚述的毁灭真的来到。
In the end, The Syria was defeated.
然后那个亚述，这个亚哈斯王呢，就被这个当时候在历代志下形容说，他是在极难的时候越发得罪神的王。
And so in Second Chronicles, it records that Ahaz was a king that sinned against God.
在他最困难的时候，他越得罪神。
And during his most difficult time, that is when he sinned against God even more.
但是当他最困难的时候，其实神给他最重要的兆头，跟给他一个非常完整的保证，神要与人同在。
But at the time that he was going through his most difficult time, God had given him a promise, a sign, a guarantee that the Lord was with him.
所以这让我们说，让我们看到说，今天如果我们对我们所信靠的神有信心呢？
That is to tell us today if we have faith in the God that we believe in.
我们真的可以立稳，我们不用害怕。
Then we can stand firm. We do not need to fear.
神的恩典要像那个老鹰的翅膀把我们覆盖住。
The grace of the Lord will be like the wings of the eagle, and it will cover us.
大水来了，冲进来了，神都把我们保护住。
Even when the big waters come in, rushing in, God will protect us.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书第八章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章的第八节。
Verse 8.
我们从第七节开始读。
Starting from verse 7.
因此主必使大河翻腾的水猛然冲来，就是亚述王和他所有的威势。必漫过一切的水道，涨过两岸。
Verse 7, Now therefore behold, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. The king of Assyria in all his glory, he will go up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
第八节说，必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥，直到景象。以马内利亚，他展开翅膀，遍满你的地。
Verse 8, He will pass through Judah, he will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to their neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breath of your land, O Emmanuel.
这里其实在重复第七章里面讲那个亚述王来的时候，那个荒凉可怕的景象。
And so this is talking again about what is recorded in chapter 7, that when the king of Assyria comes, the fear and the chaos that is to come.
他像那个大河翻腾的水猛然冲进的犹大来了。
It's the waters of the river strong and mighty coming in.
但是以马内利亚，他要展开翅膀，就是神要展开翅膀，遍满你的地，把你保护住。
Emmanuel will fill the breath of your land, which means that the Lord will stretch out his wings.
神,
to protect the land.
神大能的手要保护他的百姓呢。
And his hand of mercy and grace will protect his people.
所以第九节、第十节说，列国人民啊，任凭你怎样任凭，一直任凭你们，你们尽管去同谋做什么吧。
And so in verse 9 it says, gird yourselves.
哦，你们可以自己要来终必破坏，最后你们所原定的一定不会成立。
And it tells them to gird themselves because whatever they think will not stand.
第十节最后说，因为神与我们同在。
Because in the latter portion, verse 10, it says, "For God is with us."
第十一节说，神以大能的手指教我不可行这百姓所行的道，对我这样说。
Verse 11, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people."
第十二节，百姓说同盟背叛，你们不要说同盟背叛，他们所怕的你们不要怕，也不要畏惧。
Verse 12, "Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call it conspiracy, nor be afraid of the threats, nor be troubled."
第十三节说，但要尊万军的神为圣，以他为你所当怕的，所当畏惧的。
Verse 13, "The Lord of hosts, him you should hallow, let him be your fear and let him be your dread."
这里在说明说，如果神与我们同在的话，真的我们面临很多很多的危险困境的时候，都不用担心了。
And so here it tells us that if God is with us, then no matter what danger or threatening situation we are in, we do not need to be afraid.
不信神人所怕的、所谋算的，任凭他们怎么样都没有关系，我们有神保护。
And no matter what other people think concerning the things that scare them or trouble them, we do not need to be afraid because we have the protection of the Lord.
我们只要敬畏神。
We only need to fear the Lord.
啊，神必然会引导我们。
And he will guide us.
因为他要永远与我们同在。
Because he will be with us forever.
今天我们弟兄姐妹都可以经历以马内利这个恩典，这个应许。
And today, all the brothers and sisters, you can experience Emmanuel, this promise of the Lord.
耶稣基督不但自己来到人间了。
Not only did Jesus Christ come into this world.
他复活之后升天，他降下圣灵来。
When after he resurrected and went to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以今天当我们领受圣灵的时候，就是以马内利在我们每一个人、每一个身上具体的实现。
And so whenever we receive the Holy Spirit, this is the sign of Emmanuel that God is with us.
那将来我们还要在神的国度里面与他永远同在。
And in the future, we will be with him in kingdom of God
forever. 所以以马内利是神最重要的恩典。
So Emmanuel is the most important grace of the Lord.
他是要让我们知道我们所信靠的是信实的神。
It is for us to know that the God we believe in is a faithful God.
他应许我们的是真实可靠的。
And his promises are true.
我们只要紧紧地抓住他，我们就不用害怕，不用胆怯。
And we only need to grasp onto him tightly, and we do not need to be afraid.
我们如果愿意为他活着，那么我们一定会体验他随时与我们同在。啊，这个说不出来，非常重要的恩典。
And if we are willing to live for him, then we will have this indescribable grace of seeing him in our daily lives.
每一天我们面对不同的征战，不同的挑战，我们都不用担心。
No matter what challenges we face in our daily lives, you do not need to be afraid.
所以愿主耶稣基督帮助我们，让我们每个人都能够在颂赞这个以马内利的同时，都知道神已经得胜了，我们必然得胜。
And so let us all know that because the Lord is victorious, that we too shall be victorious.
好，我们在主里面一定有平安。
In the Lord we will have peace.
愿主带领。
May the Lord guide us.
再唱诗62首。